the destination. It's always been about the journey. And that's why it's set up the way that it is, where it will constantly give you another destination so that you can have the journey to the other destination. But you will never get to the destination. That's why there can never be stuck. You see what we're getting at?
I think I do. Thank
we
you.
We think you do too.
Yes. It's more that ever since I was little, I was never really little, if you understand what I mean. I was always a big guy, and I did most of my growing early. And the expression of anger has always been very difficult for me because I've been afraid of the anger getting out of control.
Because?
Because I could carelessly hurt someone.
Did the anger ever get out of control?
Yes.
And did you get negative repercussions?
Sometimes.
In other words, do you think that your concern about your anger was about your being out of control, or do you think it was about your concern about your response, what others would think about it? In other words, really a good question. Let's focus in on it in a way that you can really feel it. Does it feel to you that it was an internal awareness of guidance and you're wanting to maintain alignment, or do you think it was about your perception of others' observations of you and your concern about their perception? Hard to go back, but as you tapped back into that, we felt it was that. It's something different now. But for a long time, it was your concern about their awareness of you. It's not easy to be big when your peers are little. And their response to you was something that you heard a lot about, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's true. And it just is. It's so, you know, there's, from listening to you and Abraham and listening to the tapes, and, you know, my wife has been a real heroine. She plays these things a lot, and I'm listening often. And, you know, you talk about the benefit of being able to get really angry as opposed to holding it in and feeling helpless or depressed. And though I've gotten over a great deal of that, it's still something that I think holds
me back. But you see, there's something else that we think you're talking about here, and you'll hear this easily. When you are evaluating your personal responses by how others respond to them, instead of evaluating your personal responses by how they feel to you, you have a very different experience. So what all of this is about, the reason that you want to talk about it and the reason that it feels so vivid within you, is that you've outgrown that concern about being the big guy, so to speak. In other words, people aren't looking at you now and having that kind of response to you, but it's still sort of active in your vibration because you trained yourself early on to care very much about their response to you. And now, this feeling of being stuck, you're just going to enjoy this so much. This feeling of being stuck is that for a lot of your life, you used the word motivating, and it was a perfect word that describes this. For a lot of your life, the motivating factor of your life was the response of other people to you. And now you've stepped into another arena where you're not allowing so much the motivating factor to be other people's response, but you haven't quite kicked in to the inspiration part. In other words, for a long time, a lot of people are motivated by people's response to them. When people say to you, if you don't do such and such, you will have this negative repercussion. If you don't buy this insurance, you could end up with a problem. Or if you don't put this burglar alarm on your car or on your house, there could be, in other words, almost all people who are wanting to sell you something are motivating you by enhancing, in your view, the problem if you don't do what they want you to do. If you don't do the right thing or say the right thing, you won't be appreciated by society. society. If you don't get the right degree, you won't be able to earn a living. If you don't follow the right rules, you won't be able to get into heaven. In other words, it goes on and on and on as people